Using your spiritual sequence name on the manifest for the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th of May. The definition now with Venus in home star sign of Taurus, Mars in home star sign of Aries, Neptune home star sign of Pisces is this sense of I want to get it right. And the only way that you know you get things right is in hindsight. And this week's parsha is actually called Achrimos, after the death, after the two sons of Aaron had died. Then they realize what they did wrong and what they did right. We only ever know, and it's just a fact of life. I know it's annoying and it's disturbing and it's horrible and it's uncomfortable, but the only way that we know that we did anything right and wrong in our lives is in hindsight. We never know when we're taking a risk. You know when you go to the lottery, if you do play, if you're stupid enough to play the lottery. I mean, we've all been tempted in the past. I played in the past and I felt stupid as well. So when we play a lottery ticket, you spend $2 on a lottery ticket and then you think you're going to win. My numbers are going to win. You're convincing yourself. Your mind is trying to convince you. And then you see the results and you got zero. You got nothing. You won nothing. You feel like a stupid idiot. Now, if you do it once, okay, you've given it a try. You do it twice, okay, well, you gave it a second try. You do it a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time and you keep on repeating doing a lottery and you keep losing, you're stupid. Don't you realize? Don't you realize you're stupid? Don't you realize it's not going to pay? Don't you realize? You've learned from hindsight every time you thought. Some people, they actually believe so strongly that this week my numbers are going to win. They convince themselves that it's definitely 100%. I'm going to do it on the 1st and the 2nd and 3rd and 4th of May, whenever the lottery is in your country. They're convinced. If you ever look outside a lottery kiosk or a lottery shop where they're playing, or in the kiosk where the people are doing the numbers and giving over their dollars, you look at the people, they're absolutely convinced they are going to win. Their mind, if you try tuning into the psychic mind, Christina loves doing it. If you try tuning in psychically to those people in the lottery shop, they are all convinced they are going to win money. They're convinced. They're absolutely, and they're so eager to give their money. They're not even getting anything. They're just getting a piece of paper. They're being conned. They're being lied to. They're being cheated. In fact, you know, you pay a couple of dollars and you buy a loaf of bread, or you buy a bagel, you buy a salt beef sandwich. You buy a hot dog. At least you got something in return. People that go to the lottery, they give the money. They can't wait to give the money. And then what do they get? Fuck all. They get nothing. They get absolutely nothing. So it's, you do it once, okay, you gave it a try. Why not? People get tempted to do things once. Do it twice? You shouldn't have learned from your first experience. Do it a third time, you realize now that's really stupid. And fourth and fifth, people do it as a regular thing. It's really stupid. Just stupid. Right? It doesn't even make sense anymore. There's something wrong, a malfunction in their brain. It's more deeper than that. It's actually, we're talking about now, the Achrimos Kedoshim energies is, Achrimos is, we've all seen in hindsight, certain things I tried and it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Now, in order to torment yourself, in order to activate your mind, you got to think all the times I've done those stupid shit, all those times of stupid stuff, and then it didn't work out. But as your mind is now thinking of the things that didn't work out, you must, that's the message now, first spiritual sequence, you must remember the things that did work out. Those of you who move somewhere and you weren't sure how long are you going to live there. You went for a job interview. You started working somewhere. You weren't sure how long you're going to live there. And we all go through moody phases. You're not sure you're going to stay here anymore. You're not going to live here anymore. You're going to work there anymore. You're not going to continue anymore. We all go through our ups and downs. But in hindsight, we always see what we've stuck with and what we've got, even with our bad moods, even with our good moods, even with our ups, or even with our downs, we still what's still in our lives today. And what's obviously in your life today, the good side, is obviously you made a good decision. But you only made a good decision because you had the gutsy energy to make a good decision. If you wouldn't have taken the risk, if you wouldn't have taken that bit of a push, if God wouldn't have, destiny, if the planets wouldn't have given you a bit of a push, you wouldn't be where you are now. So you did it because you had the gutsy energy. And Achrimos is now recognizing those gutsy moments of your lives. If you want to do something, if you want to try something, if you are tempted to try because of the planet's natural home star with the Mars in Aries now, is try it. But be sensible. Be sensible about it. Has this worked out for you before? Can it work out for you now? What did you do wrong before? I said to one reader, he's a really lovely reader. I have great respect for him. As he's going to listen to this audio. But he admits himself he does stupid things. And the only stupid thing he really does is he gets distracted by women. When he's supposed to be focusing on money and finance and growth and business, he sees a woman and goes on a date with her. Well, that's distractive, right? Remember, as a child, when you were, some parents until you're 18, or some parents until you're 21, or some parents until you've qualified and you've got the qualifications, until you've passed your degree, or passed your exams. They don't allow you. Your parents won't allow you to go on a date because it messes with your head. So when you need to concentrate on something, you need to really put your heart, mind, and soul in that concentrated energy to make sure you've got that sorted. And then you're ready for the next set. And this week's energy is actually much recognizing, I don't want to make the same stupid mistakes again. I don't want to get it wrong again. I want Mars in Aries once every 2 years. I want to get it right this time. Pluto in Aquarius, I want to get it right this time. Jupiter's going to go into Gemini once every 12 years. It's going to go into Gemini at the end of May. So I want to get it right this time. This time, I want to get it right. But in order to get it right, we have to reflect. This week, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th of May, we have to reflect, leading to the new moon on the 8th of May, we have to reflect on the times that we've got it wrong. And we have to say to ourselves, I'm not going to do that stupid mistake again. That was a waste of time, a waste of energy. And I also reflect on the moments I've got right, because those things I've got right are still in my life today. And I love them very much.